Srila Prabhupada explains Krishna's qualities in teachings of Lord Chaitanya and Nectar of Devotion very vividly. It is very important for the devotees to know how Krishna is protective of his devotees and how he is very compassionate to his devotees and how he loves his devotees and he is eager to serve his devotees. Like we find how Krishna swallows the forest fire in Vrindavan, or he saves all the cows and calves and the vajabasis from the freezing winter and rainfall sent by Indra. We find many such pastimes given. And Krishna also, while speaking to Arjuna, in Bhagavad Gita he says, what are the concessions he gives for his devotees? If you read the 9th chapter, the glories of devotional service are mentioned there, a long list of verses. There he says, Mami Parthava Parshita Yepisu Papa Yone. Even if somebody is born in a Papa Yone, it could be Sriya Vaishastata Shudra Stepyanti Paramgatim, or even Kirata Hunandra Pulinda Pulkash, all are included in that. And he says, not only I accept worship of anyone and everyone, they don't have to take much trouble to worship me. They just can offer some patram, pushpam, palam, toyam. It's very easy. Or whatever they do, they have to do it as an offering to me. Whatever they eat, they should eat as an offering to me. And I don't ask them to do anything separate of what they are regularly doing every day. And also you will find Krishna glorifying his own devotees very proudly. In many, many verses, the nature of his devotees, the characteristic of his devotees. Satatam kirtayanto mam. He is talking in the 12th chapter about his devotees. These verses should be read prayerfully and contemplated, because unless one is hopeful of Krishna's compassion and mercy and his eagerness to uplift us, as he says, Teshamaham samudharta mrityu samsara sagarat bhava minachirat partha maya veshita chetasa. He is saying that I personally deliver my devotees who offer all their activities to me. He says that. And also, you will find at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Sanjaya is saying, Vyasa Prasadat Shrutavan. I have heard this Bhagavad Gita and seen Lord Krishna speaking to Arjuna by the mercy of my Guru, Vyasa Prasadat Shrutavan, he says. And Krishna also says that, Mat Prasadat Tarishyasi. You will cross over this material world by my mercy. But if you become afflicted by ahankar, you can never come to my abode. But if you pay attention to these instructions and obey me and take shelter of me, you will easily achieve me. Very easily. And he says very clearly, all the sarva durgani, he says, machita sarva durgani, mat prasadat tarishyasi. There are many difficulties that the devotee faces in this world. But a devotee banks upon me and my mercy, then I will personally deliver them. So, this is very important for a progressive devotee, that the Lord is personally interested in me and he wants to deliver me from this world, and he has given multiple verses in Bhagavad Gita offering his promise to his faithful devotees, loyal devotees, who are not battered by the waves of samsara, but who have remained fixed in the devotion to Krishna and in endeavoring to attain Krishna without getting baffled or baffled by the, especially the faithlessness of this age of Kali Yuga and the doubts of the age of Kali Yuga. Because the worshipful prayer or worshipful meditation is very vital for quality chanting. As Radha Gopinathpur was telling in Bombay when I was there, he said that sometimes you find this dummy book in the printing press. They give you a dummy book. It has got the cover of Bhagavad Gita, back cover, front cover, everything is same. But inside there is only white paper. You have seen that? Just for checking how much thick it is, how it looks like. They make a book. So he said, if we chant without worshipful, prayerful mode, The chanting is like that, he said. It appears like the holy name being recited by the mouth. It is simply a lip service, and the time gets over, and the mantra is over, and we think today is my duty of completing 16 rounds is over. But he said the worshipful prayer is very important. In that connection he was telling, when we went to one of the times in Bhaktivedanta hospital, the top floor, you know, the terrace, and that time he had come for the program there. Before the program we had gone up to do the Gayatri and complete and come. So when we went there, there was one Vajabasi sitting there, you know, in lotus posture with his eyes closed, and there was a asana he had made, you know, he had kept the picture of Radharaman, you know, and a small garland ready and everything, and some flowers he had put there. So he was sitting with his mala and complete absorption. Even if a lightning or thunderbolt would fall there, it could not disturb him. Like that he was chanting. His absorption was so much, nobody would ever want to disturb him. So Radhakrishna Prabhu said, just see, this is chanting. He is not chanting, he is praying. He is worshipping Radharaman. So much absorbed. He is not in Mumbai, he is in Vrindavan. Because he is a Vrijabhasi, he has such a love and devotion, and he is completely absorbed. He said, we should chant like this. So, when our heart is roaring with worship and appreciation for the Lord's compassion, His mercy, His kindness, His love, His bhaktavatsalita for His devotees, that disposition of the Lord attracts our hearts to Him, and it cannot get distracted by anything else of this world. We should pray that we get this prayerful mood. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble